This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, March 28th, AD 2024. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports that police in China raided a church earlier this month for the second time in recent weeks. Police arrested 18 members of the Fuyang Meizong Reformed Church in the Anhui province. The arrests included a church elder named Chang Shun. Officials harassed church members as they were in a prayer meeting and confiscated their phones and computers. The church has notably refused to join the Three Self Church, which is state-controlled. China is the 19th most difficult country worldwide in which to be a Christian. In Thailand, lawmakers approved a bill to legalize faux homosexual marriage. The country's lower house of parliament approved the measure in a vote of 400 to 10 yesterday. Thailand's Senate and King must also approve it. If the bill goes into effect, Thailand would become the third Asian country and the first Southeast Asian country to legalize vile passions. A new study by The Lancet evaluated global fertility rates. Outside of Africa, the report projects that every region will see fertility rates fall below the replacement birth rate of 2.1 by 2040. Regions that have already fallen below the replacement rate include South Asia, Latin America, Central and Eastern Europe, and Southeast Asia. The U.S. fertility rate has fallen by half since 1980 and is expected to drop between 1 and 1.3 this century. Joe Lieberman, a longtime Democratic senator from Connecticut who became the first Jewish American to be nominated on a major party's ticket, died Wednesday, reports Politico.com. He was 82. Lieberman's family stated that he died, quote, due to complications from a fall, end quote. Halfway through his 24-year Senate career, Lieberman was chosen as Al Gore's running mate for the 2000 presidential election. The ticket lost one of the closest elections in American history to George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. On December 12, 2012, he delivered his farewell speech from the Senate floor, and he challenged his Senate colleagues to lead toward fiscal solvency. At the time of Senator Lieberman's speech in 2012, the country was $16.3 trillion in debt. Today, we are $34.6 trillion in debt. It's doubled in just 12 years. The need for fiscal solvency has never been greater. Several states in America approved religious freedom measures. Last Friday, West Virginia's Republican Governor Jim Justice signed Senate Bill 503 into law. It would protect student groups, including Christian ones, that require members and leaders to hold to its beliefs. Last Thursday, Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox approved Senate Bill 150. The measure would put protections in the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act into state law. And on Monday, Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little signed House Bill 578. It would protect faith-based adoption agencies from government discrimination. A new study by the Hartford Institute for Religion Research found that pastors are faring better than the general public. Researchers noted, quote, the survey shows that a majority of clergy seem quite healthy. The overall level of health and wellness exhibited by clergy is impressive, even given the level of pastoral discontent uncovered in our earlier report, end quote. Pastors scored higher than the public the most when asked about understanding their life purpose. In Philippians 3:14, the Apostle Paul wrote, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Credit card debt in the United States reached $1.1 trillion during the fourth quarter of 2023. That's an increase of $143 billion compared to 2022. Credit card debt reached $1.3 trillion as of January. That averages to $10,848 per household. WalletHub noted that credit card debt is nearing its peak from 2008, saying, quote, after adjusting for inflation, total credit card debt in January 2024 was actually 10% below the all-time record for the month, but still roughly 6% higher than last year, end quote. Several big retailers are giving employees the day off this coming Resurrection Sunday. TJX, which runs TJ Maxx and Marshalls, will close its stores this Sunday. A spokesman said, quote, we consider ourselves an associate-friendly company, and we're pleased to give associates the time to enjoy Easter with family and friends, end quote. Warehouse stores like Costco and Sam's Club are also closing this Sunday. Other retailers closing on Easter include Target, Publix, and Macy's department stores. And finally, the 40 Days for Life campaigns report saving 266 babies from abortion since February 14th. The group shared recent stories of life from around the world. In Boston, one pro-life volunteer used a photo of a baby spared from abortion last year to help a mother change her mind about a late-term abortion. The picture has helped save six babies already this year. And in Glasgow, Scotland, volunteers held a sign offering help for parents to decide to keep their baby. The local team said, quote, all heaven rejoices. This goes to show you how life is held in a precarious balance, end quote. Proverbs 24:11 says, deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.